Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Dror David ben Sarah, and for Yaakov ben Ashizeli, and for Rav Yitzchak ben Baracha, and for Baruch ben Rezel. In the latest volume, volume 11 of the Ibi Omer, Simen Chav Ches, he has a shaila that came to him when he was in Avbezdin in Cairo in Tavshin Tes in 1949 about a Muslim girl, a non-Jewish girl, a Christian girl. In Egypt they have Christians and Muslims, and she was going with a Jewish boy. She became pregnant and now they want to get married, and the girl made it clear she only wants to get married because she's pregnant, not because she loves Hashem and she wants to keep all the mitzvahs. Maybe she will keep mitzvahs, but that's not her intention in being Mizgayeris. She wants to be Mizgayeris because she has this fetus with this boy. So the Ravadia said, "I'm sorry, I can't accept you." And then they said, "Okay, we'll go to the courts and we'll get married there. And this boy is going to be Mamir Das. In order to get married, he's going to become a Christian." And then the mother comes running to Ravadia, crying and screaming, saying, "My son, until now, he was traditional. He kept Shabbos a little bit. He ate kosher, whatever. He kept some of the halachas, some of the laws. Perfect, he wasn't, but he was." You know, a Jewish boy. He acted in many ways like a Jewish boy. Pachote yoter uchel kasher babayit. Babayit doesn't sound so great. And now she's going to make sure if he gets married, they're going to keep all the halachas, even taras ha-mishpacha. How the mother's going to make sure they keep taras ha-mishpacha, I don't know. But anyway, this is what the mother said. The mother said that, he keeps, you can't let him marry this, you have to convert this girl. You can't let him go, you can't lose my son. Yiddishkeit forever. So Ravadia said, "With shaking hands, I'm going to try to find some sort of hope for this boy, to save this boy." So the Chori starts, all of the machshavas, everything I'm saying here is based on this tshuva. It says in Shabbos in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, "Do you say to a person to sin in order that your friend should be Zoche Zakai, to save your friend?" So how are we going to sin in order to be Makabel this Gioris, who's coming l'shem ishus? It's a sin. You're not allowed to do that. Just to save the boy from shmad, that's important, but we're not allowed to sin in order that our friend should be zakai. And it says in Tosfos that when do we sin? At times we do sin for another person's chus. That's only when the other person's not posheya, but this boy was super duper posheya, saying he was sleeping with his girls, lots of schatim bam, according to Shulchan Aruch and Tez Zayin and Simon Aleph and the Rambam, the 12th parak of Sirbi Allah Aleph. And every bia he was over on Lotus Chatein Bam. So he was over on a lot of lavim. The Ran says in Yuma famously that many small asur, many lavim are worse than a skila, and therefore we shecht for a sick person and don't give him an avela to eat. Because in the vela, each kazayas of the vela is worse. A lot of kazayasim are worse than the yisur skila of shechita. So it's like somebody who's madbik pas betanur. The Gemara says, "What? V'chiyom aladim chatei keishis kechavercha." So we tell somebody to sin in order that his friend should be zakai. We don't allow him to remove this bread, which is forbidden, in order that a smaller aveir, in order that his friend shouldn't come to skila. So we're not gonna be ma'am guy or this girl in order to save this boy from the bigger asurim. Now there's a tosis in Gittin on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis that says we're meshachar shivcha, in order that they shouldn't be noig ba minag hefker. So it says, why are you matir this isser of being meshachar this shivcha? And the answer is because she's mechazeres l'znus, she's running after the guys to be mezane, and therefore they're considered anusim. And this girl also, she's running after this guy, he's like an anus. So maybe we should, just like we're matir to be meshachar the shivcha, we should matir be a guy or her, because this boy is anus. So first of all, you can't compare it, because the shivcha is more prutza than stam a regular woman. Marv shivchos, marv zima, says in Avos, avdev efkeira nichalei. Even though in Ksubis it says the same thing, legabe goy, but shivcha is worse. Who says this boy was really honest? And also you can't compare it, like Tosa says in the second Teretz, there shivcha is nichshula barabim. So there's always going to be somebody who's going to be nichshal with her. It's the rabbin, but here it's just one boy. So maybe that we're not matir, we're only matir for the rabbin. also Tosfos and Shabbos, to only brings down the mitzvah derabim. He doesn't bring down the other teretz of the person being honest, that people are chashivi anusim. Only the mitzvah derabim, and this is not a case of mitzvah derabim in our case. And there was another way to be mechalek between our case and Radias HaPas, that the atiru b'maskana lirdos, in the end, we were matir to remove this pas from the tanur, this bread from the tanur, in order that the person who put it in shouldn't be chayiv skila, and it is chatol kadei shitizke, even though there's a pshia. So what's the chiluk? So one chiluk is that there he's mischayv b'al karcho b'isr skila. The nefa pas b'shev b'al tasa. There it's passive. The person's not doing anything. It's going to happen automatically. So maybe there we save him, but here we shouldn't save him because he's going b'kum v'asei. He's going to go b'kum v'asei to do an isser. Also there it's a shvus kal like r'diyas hapas. There it's a light shvus like r'diyas hapas, which is kal mikol ha-shvusim. It's lesser than all the other shvusim. It's less than a regular isser derabanan. Here it's a much more serious isser, being megari this girl, and also the who's l'shem ishus, wants to convert for ishus. Beis Yosef was mechalik like this in the Tshuvas and Eben Ezer, and the Nexuba, he says, we're not matir and meinekas zona. Meinekas zona, so she's going to be mezana with the guys? No. We're not matir. And don't bring from the Radias HaPas, Shvus Kal, but this meinekas zona. Menekes chaveros aser, one's not allowed to marry a woman who is nursing somebody else's baby. So even if she's going to be mizana, we're still not matir. So you see that we're not matir asurim when people are actively going to be purposefully being over asurim. We're not going to be over in order to save them from these asurim. In the Sefer Arad Rabbanim, Arechas Aleph Ozayin, he writes that we only say Nichalei L'chaver, that it's good for a wise person, a scholar, to do a smaller Isser, in order that an Amoret shouldn't do a bigger Isser, only if it's an Isser Rabbanim, but not an Isser Doraisa. Mariyayish says, no, Shechor Eved is an essay. So that's Doraisa. And we still force the Rebbe to be Mishachor, so writes the Rashi, but it's Shuvan Chelek Aleph Sim Kuchov Zayin. So maybe we even matter Doraisas. No, some people say that shichur is only an isser derabanan. So it would appear that the isser to be makabel giyoros is also derabanan. So maybe then you can be matir. This derabanan. Look in the Ktzaf Sofer and Arachaim Sim and Samach Beis, Lachaim Sha'al and Sim and Vav. Tshuvas Marchei Lev in Siman Ayin Beis, he's Matir, a chosen who announced he's a Kohen, and he announced that he's going to become an apostate if you don't let him marry a Gioris. He says that we say Chato B'Shvil Shetizke Ach Kvar Shagu Alav Kfirim B'Sefer Divrei Hillel Posek. In Divrei Hillel Posek, he says, what are you talking about? The country is Golei Kahuna. He doesn't allow this at all to allow a Kohen to marry a Gioris, which is strictly forbidden, just because he threatens to become a mummer. Look in the Ber Yitzchak in Chelek Eben Ezer Siman Aleph in the Divrei Chaim, Chelek Bei Zor Chaim Siman Chof Dalet. Not only that, but what the Beis Yosef says is not muskan by everybody. In other words, the Beis Yosef said that we are not matir meinekes chavero when she's mizane. Not everybody agrees with that. Maybe there is room to be Mako. The Ma'ari Mintz, the Simon Hay, brought in Eben Ezra, Simon Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph, holds that we are Matur Meinekes Chavero in order that she shouldn't be Mufkeres. We have a Tazni Oradeh and Reis Simon Shin Lamed Dalet that brings a Raya from this to be Mekel for a Posek to for Kula, where we're Choshesh that a person's going to be Yotzei L'Tarbus Ra. So maybe here also there's a serious Choshesh Tarbus Ra. And Mimela, we can be Mekel. And again, it's this Megayering, this woman, might only be L'Shem, might only be Anissa D'Rabbanan, when she's doing it L'Shem Ishus. So therefore it's more Kal. L'Chor, we can bring Rav Avadia talks about this in a number of places. Yabiyom and Chelek Aleph and Orachaim Simon Lamed Osi Zion and Yerodea Simon Yalav Ost Zion and Chelek Dalad Yerodea Simon Zion Ost Dalad and Chelek Ches Yerodea Simon Chav Dalad Ost Zion Ches. So L'Chor, we can bring a raya that Kabbalah gave us like this is only us Derabbanan, because it says in Tosfos Shabbos Iyamris Bishlema the Enagiyaris Gemura Kishenis Gairi L'Shem Yish Nichad Lichad Chila Lo Yichnos the Sofa Giyarisi V'diyavad Ein Lahotzi the Ein Lahachmir Mishum Chashash Azo. So he says, Tosa says, because of this Chashash, because of this Chashash of marrying L'Shem Yishus, of being the guy or somebody, L'Shem Yishus, b'diavad ein lahotzi. Because we're not machmir in such instances. So, says Rav Avadia, v'ilu hayadin zeh min haTorah, madu lo yotzi afilu nasa. Second, why don't we tell them to get divorced if he married her L'Shem Yishus? If the conversion was L'Shem Yishus and they got married, so we should tell them to separate if there was an Issur Daraisa. So it must be from the fact that we don't tell them to separate that it's only an Issur Darabbanan. So L'Chatchila they shouldn't get married because Safi Gioris he. Shema V'Ra'al be a Gioris. Because if we say again Bishlema that she's not a Gioris Gemur when she's Miskeris L'Shem Ish, so you're right, L'Chatchila they shouldn't get married because maybe she's not a Jew. But the Eved Ein Lahotzi? What do you mean the Evidein Lahotzi if they're over Nisda Raisa? Of course they should. The answer is an only Nisda Rabbanan. We have a raya from this from Tosfos and Ksuvos. That we're only Motzi Mibayla if it's an Isra Min HaTorah. But if it's only Nisda Rabbanan, we're not Motzi Mibayla, Ein Shama Tosfos. Ksuvos Nun Aleph Amud Beis and Dibur Maskelonis. So from the fact that we see from Tosfos that we're not going to force them to separate, it must be this is only a Derabbanan. Or maybe that's not the Pshat in Tosfos. Because we're only in there according to the Mandi Omar, that they might not be Gerim. And therefore, when it says we're not going to be Machmir, we're not going to be Machmir because of this Chashash, that they're not Gerim. In other words, we're told that the Gerus was L'Shem Shamayim, and not L'Shem Ishus. Because there it's the Dayanim were Makabalar, the Stam Asu Al Pidin. In our case, we're talking about where it's clearly L'Shem Ishus. We paskin that if a person converts for Ishus, the conversion is a good conversion. But who says to be mekabel them in the first place? There it says, Di'evet Ein Lahotzi, because because the Geirus was a good Geirus. It was a valid Geirus. Because we assume that the Dayanim were makabel for a good reason. That it was L'shem Shemayim. But in our case, where we know that it's L'shem Ishus, so why should we be over an Isser? Okay, so it's not necessarily a raya from Tosis there. But we can still prove it from the fact that we pass in L'chatchile and makabel Geirim L'shem Ishus. But the Eved we can. So if it was Min HaTorah, there's no chilik between the Chatchil and the Eved. Like Tosa says in Gittin, Kimmel Sofam at Beis Dibur Maschil Bechi. Tosa says in Ksubas Taflam at Amar Aleph and Dibur Maschil Benayu. The Gabe Gulu, the Kohen Gadol, doesn't say this, but there's a lot of discussion about this issue. Are we Mechalik Bintar Raisa between the Chatchil and the Eved? I'll call upon him here, according to those who say that we're Min HaTorah, there's no chilik between L'chatchil and D'Eved. How can it be that L'shem Ishus it works with D'Eved and not L'chatchil? It must be that it's only D'Rabbanan. Obviously it's D'Rabbanan. It's a lot more kal to be Megayer this girl. Hey Nemes, Sheish L'ayim B'Loshan around the Rambam in the 13th parak of L'chatchil Rabbi Alachi Yizayin says, Ger Shelo Botku Acharav O Shelo Hudiyu HaMitzis V'Onshan U'mo V'Tol B'Bifnei Gimel Hadiyotos Hareze Ger. If you have a Ger that they didn't check after him, they didn't tell him mitzvah onshan, and he did milan tefillin in front of three agiotos, he's a ger. Tefillin old shvira double room is geir, even if it's known that he was a geir for a certain reason. Now l'shem shemayim, ho'olu mo'ovet tabel yatsim chalakam v'choshim l'ashiz baratzit kasa. Since he did milan tefillah, he's no longer a goy, and we're choshish that he's a Jew, until his tzitkus is mizbar, until we see that he's a good guy, he's a good Jew. Afilu chazer v'avadot azar, reo kisram mumer, shekidusha v'kidushin v'mitzvah l'hachzir avidasu, and even if he goes back to his Avodah Zarah ways, he's like a Yisrael Mummer. His Kedushin is a Kedushin. And it's a mitzvah to be Machzer Avidaso, Meacha Shetovel Nasik Yisrael. Once he was Tovel, he became like a Jew. So writes the Shulchan Aruch and Reis Samech HaSif Yud Beis. So we have to understand Pshat in this Ramban. The Rambam writes, Choshim lo ach tisbar tzidkasa. Or Choshish until he proves his tzidkus. So the Chor would appear that what he wants to say is that maybe he's not L'shem Shemayim, and therefore Choshish l'chumra that he's a guy. And if so, we're not sure that he's a Vaday Ger. And Adarabba, if we see that he came L'shem Ishus, maybe he's a din of a goy. And even though we don't see this in the Bavli it says Kulam Geirim Hem and Yivam Schuftal Adam Adbeis, but there's a Mukra in the Yerushalmi, the beginning of the fourth parak of Kedushin, Hamiz Geir L'shem Ava V'Ishus, etc. Halacha Geirim Hem. Ve'in Dochem Osam Kederach Shedochem Es Ageirim Tchila, Ava Makabim Osam Etzvichem Kiruv Panim Shem L'shem Giro. In other words, the Eved they're Geirim, and we need Kiruv Panim, we need to see closely, maybe they're Mizgair L'Shem Shemayim. In other words, Rechoshe Shachi is Beretz Yitkasim. And when it says Kiruv Panim is to see that maybe they were L'Shem Shemayim. So the Sherei Karban and the Yerushalmi, if Membeis Amad Aleph says, here's a raya for the Rambam that we wait to see what their true intentions were. Pnei Moshe doesn't learn that way. So according to this, maybe a person who's L'shem Ishus isn't even a ger. We wait to see whether their actions, whether they're acting like a Jew. So that's possibly pshat in the Rambam, and it's even mavur more like that in the Gos Mordechai, who holds that even b'di'evit it doesn't count. However, that's not necessarily pshat in the Rambam. When the Rambam says choshen la tishbar tzidkaso, the Rambam is talking about ne'amanus b'isurim. Now, as far as him being a guy, Rambam isn't talking about, he's not a guy. Because even if he serves Avodah Zarah, we still don't say he's a guy. Machzir an Avedasa. And he says there, that's why Shlomo kept his wives. Even though Nigla Sotan, even though they were Ovid Avodah Zarah. So they don't have Taras Safek Goyus. They're not Goyim. So the conversion, even according to the Rambam, is a good conversion. Just you want to know, are they the Nemanus B'Surim? There you have to see how they act. And that's also what the Rambam means, the end of Halacha Tesvav, Lo Kiblu Gerim, Koy Meidav V'Shlomo, etc. Rafa Pichain, Hayu Harbe Gerim is Gairim. So a lot of people would be Mizgair. They didn't want to be Mekabel them because things were so good. They didn't think their motivations were pure. V'yabezen agodol choshin lehem lo dochen osa macha shetavlu v'lo yem akarven osa nat shetera charisa. In other words, they wouldn't be docha them. They wouldn't be makariv them. This kirve is that they have nemanus like a Jew. But Linyan is suin and other things, they're Jews. In the Minchas a loser. Chelek Dalet, Simon Samach Dalet. He's mistapik in the Lashon of the Rambam. He leaves with the Tzarachin Gadol. A lot of people spoke about this Rambam. The Ramban writes at the beginning of Parshas Kitzetze, V'shalachta l'nafsha, Shemizgayer espiritsona nachvichena lishmor Torah ki Yisrael mumer. V'kam zos, im hodes b'fi ageris b'lo achreach lo nishalchena l'nafsha, Shafilu nachshav shayse gerusim b'nei ayira dinik Yisrael is gemura. K'var alenu alalacha kulam gerim heim. The Rambam says that this eish tifas tor v'shilachti l'nafsha, if she's mizgayer espiritsona, then she has to keep the Torah. So only if she was forced to be Mizgayeris, she doesn't have to. So the Gam Zos, if she's Moda Befia, that the Geris is below Hechreach, we're not going to be Mishalech Osa Lenafsha. Jafilu Nachshav Shaisa Gerusim Pnei Yira, even if it was because of fear, still, if she really meant to convert, then she's Yisraelis Gemura. If she really had a rutzen to convert, she's Yisraelis Gemura. Because we already said in the Gemara, Kulam Gerim Heim. Now goes the Ibitz in Sanhedrin, he says that it's muchach that we're not makabel gerim l'shem ishus l'chatchila is only din derabanan, but not d'oraisa, and therefore he says there that the avos weren't makabel timna pilega shalifas because they held like the man de'omer b'di'evet it's not geris when she's doing it l'shem ishus, but we hold that b'di'evet it is geris, it's only din derabanan. So not to be makabel is only the rabbanan, and the geirus is a good geirus. V'ra'isi lahagon. Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook, the Haskama Sefer Dvar Shol Saton. So he writes in his Haskama to the Sefer Dvar Shol, and this is also published in the Das Kohen of Rav Cook in Siman Kufnan Dalid, who writes in the Lashon of the Rambam, that it's mavur shimrom shenam isnaig b'das Yisrael v'ageris v'yisav b'shulei zedavar enzu geris gemura. That according to the Rambam, if we see that the person isn't acting like a Jew, it's not a geris. And the smach is what Tosis writes in Chulin Gimel Amid Beis Kasavar Yivam Schoftal Amid Amid Beis Divra Alaska Halacha Bekutim shegerei arayot shekevan shiu avdim avodah zarah ein kan gerut klal v'lav dafka avodah zarah. So now if they're Ovid Rezara, the Geiris isn't a Geiris, like these Kusim who are only converted because of the lions, and anybody who's not being Mekayim Mitzvahs, the Geiris isn't a Geiris. Nimsa Shah Rav, the Rav being Rav Kook, Matil Pagam Begeiris Atzma, he is casting aspersions on the very Geiris, not only the Chumra of Ne'amanus that we wanted to say before, But then the kasha is, then why did Shlomo keep his wives? He must have kept them because it's geiros, they're geiros. Even though afterwards they were over to Zara. Then Rav Kook himself says in the Das Kohen Kufnun Gimel that even though the Iker Geirus is L'shem Avas Isha, we paskin the Geirus is a good Geirus, and that the Rambam says we have to wait until Tisbar Tzidkasan, Yeshlam Shazor Rakshi Aneman Ali Surim Ki Yisrael, Avalola Kulach Ziko Kugoi. So they're not Goyim. So Rav Kook says, like the Pshat we said before, it's only in Yenamonis that can't trust them like a Jew, but they're still Jews. And these Kusim were Gerei Arayis, they never had Kabbalah Smithis in the first place. But if there was a Kabbalah Bepeh Karoi, so we don't think about Dvarim Shebelev, Ein Lanu Dvarim Shebelev, Afilu Yavul Yavul Yomer, Ein Lanu Esek Benistaris. And we don't know what's happening in their heart. That's where Rav Kook says. So you see that being Makabel Mitz is enough. And what happens afterwards is a different story, but they still remain Jewish. It could be that the Kusim said explicitly that they're not going to leave their gods. So therefore, never started. The Tshuvas Vayomer Yitzchak and Ebenezer Sima Kufin. And he writes, but the Ebe, the person's a Ger Gomer, even his Gairu L'Shumish. And he brings down the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. So the Gairus is a good Gairus. So where are we holding now? We're holding that it's only Derabbanan. To be Makabel, L'shem Ishus, is only Derabbanan. And if that's the case, then maybe we're going to do this smaller Isser in order that this Am Haaretz, this person, shouldn't be over on a bigger Isser. The Eliyahu Rabba writes, brought in the Birkei Yosef and Simon Shinvav, Sivkat Yud Zayin. Somebody's son wanted to be Meimir Das. Ein Michal and Shabbos Kodesh Latzilo. We're not Michal Shabbos to save him. The Lokomo Shikasa Venachla Shiva. Unlike the Nachla Shiva, Shekvar Mochu Leamucha, but Shuvah Shvasyankov, the Shvasyankov disagrees with the Nachla Shiva. And he says that we're not. Somebody whose son wants to be Meimer Das, we're not Michal Shabbos to save him. But the Eliyahu Rabba writes, that's only if it's an Isto Raisa, but not if it's an Isto Rabbana. So there we're talking about saving somebody from Shemad being Michal Shabbos Kodesh. But here, this person isn't going to be Shemad. This person isn't. That's not. This person. L'chatchila isn't going for Shemad. This person, L'chatchila, is just going, he just did an Aveira. And that's just going to be the outcome. So maybe, in order to save him, this is the Aveira, this, the Aveira he was already over, was only this, not only, but to be over in Issa D'Rabbanan, to save him from Shemad, because he impregnated this girl, there we can be Makel. Rav Avadya continues, and he says, "V'yoser al ken and yomer kan shematari lischatim ba yucholo leasos be'ez ofen shiyeh im tizgayer tizchatim mo b'dasenu v'im lo tizchatim b'dasam ein kan kvar gelu geris l'shem ishus." He says like this: if we don't convert her, they're going to get married anyway. They're just going to get married by the Geisha courts. So why do they want to convert? Why does this girl want to convert? So we can say that the conversion is L'shem Shamayim. It's not for marriage, because they get married without us. Even though she herself says that she doesn't really care about the religion, but why does she want to convert? Just get married with the Geisha courts. So maybe in her heart of hearts, she really wants to convert. She wants to be his religion. She wants to be a Jew. And it's not for marriage, because marriage, they can get married without converting. And also we have that precedent, even though we made a chiluk before, but the precedent of the Shifcha. So they're Noeg B'Minag Hefker, and he's definitely going to be Noeg B'Minag Hefker. He's going to be over in a lot of Averis. Ve'en makom l'hachmer klal b'kabalas giyoris ka'elu. And Vadi says, what are we going to do in this generation? It's a crazy generation. People are going off the derech like that. We want to save them. And like I said, it's not they're not doing it l'shem ishus. They would go to the courts anyway and do it. And get married. They don't need our help. They don't need our gairs. And here you have the mother. The mother's going to watch them, make sure they remain somewhat frum. That's why Hillel was Megayer the Nachru. He says, Amanashi HaKohen Gadol, because in the end he was sure that he'd be L'shem Shamayim, like Tosas says. So here also, we have the mother who's hopefully going to make sure that they remain L'shem Shamayim. They're going to do the keep the mitzvahs. In the Tshuva Shleima and Chelek Beis, Ebenezer Simen Yud, he says, we're knowing L'hokal L'kabu Gyarashim V'skayros L'shil Eschatim Yisrael. Like Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Tuvatam Das Kama. However, in the Maharshag in Chelek Aleph, he says, no, he's Machmir. That a man was living with a Goyish woman. And now he wants to convert. That's no good. Okay. But we definitely have what to be Mekel. And then Rav Ovadia Kedarko quotes many, many more sources. Discuss this heavy shaila, which came up many, many times in Meshech HaDoros. And he concludes that that's what we should do. We should convert her. I'm sure that's what he did. And let them get married. And hopefully they'll keep the mitzvahs. No, so we should all be zoche that these shailas shouldn't ever happen anymore, and everybody should be pure and holy. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.